Blog Talk Radio.
Shackled by your heavy burden, beneath the load of guilt and shame. But then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I'm no longer the same. He touched me. Jesus touched me. And all the joy that blurred my soul, something happened, and now I know Jesus touched me. Amen. Made me whole. Amen. Jesus touched me. Amen. I don't know what kind of burdens, amen, that have shackled you down, amen, but the hand of Jesus, amen, when you have the devil try to load you with guilt and shame, amen, God, amen, he will bring you out, amen. The Bible says many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him out of them all, amen. That's what David said. He said, I was young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the hands of the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Amen. Those just tuned in, welcome, amen. This morning, amen, World of Faith Outreach Ministry, located 5370 Stokes Ferry Road, Salisbury, North Carolina. All inquiries can be sent to P.O. Box 844, East Spencer, North Carolina, 28039. Again, all inquiries can be sent to P.O. Box 844, East Spencer, North Carolina, 28039. We're located in Salisbury at 5370 Stokes Ferry Road, where the apostles, Pastor Kevin Boss, and I'm there also, Pastor Kimberly Boss. Amen. And we welcome you. Amen. Glory be to God. We also, amen, we'd like to give our condolences, amen, to the O'Neill family, amen, Miss Tanya O'Neill's family, amen. We also like to give our condolences to the Cherry family, amen. Glory be to God. We pray that God will console you, amen, in your bereavement, amen. Glory be to God. Now we get ready, amen, to go to the Word of God. We're going to be coming from the book of Jeremiah. And people know that Jeremiah was the weeping prophet. He wept for the people, amen. And God told Jeremiah, he said that you are preaching to a rebellious house, amen. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, people don't want to hear a real prophet. They want somebody that's going to, you know, give them an itching ear, amen. And Jeremiah was real. And they always said that when Jeremiah told them something, it was a gloom and doom. But people got to realize when a true prophet give you a word of knowledge from God, it's according to what state that you in. You know, God's not going to give you a blessing and you're not trying to be out there being blessed, not trying to do his will and do what the word of God says. So how can you get something, amen, you receive something, amen, and you're not doing what you're supposed to do? Remember, God's love is unconditional, but there is conditions behind the blessings of God. He said, behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. He told you, choose whom you serve this day. If you serve God, amen, he said, there's a blessing. But when you choose, amen, otherwise, amen, he said, it'll be a curse, amen. So God give us a free will to choose whom we want to serve. Amen. Glory be to God. Jeremiah, we're going to be at the 25th chapter, and we're starting now at the second verse. Jeremiah. No, let's start at the first verse. Jeremiah 25th chapter, first verse. It says, the word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judea in the fourth year of Jochim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. That was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Jeremiah 25:2. That which Jeremiah the prophet spake unto all the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, from the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, even until this day, that is the 23rd year. He said the 23rd year, 23rd year. And he's saying, you know, God has spoke even to this day. God is speaking. It says, and the word of the Lord have come unto me, and I have spoken unto you. Now, he said the word of the Lord have come unto me. Now, I'm speaking to you. Rising early and speaking, but ye have not hearkened. He said, I warned you ahead of time. I rose up early to tell you what, amen, the word of God was saying, but you still have not heard. You're still not listening. Jeremiah, we're at the third verse. Amen. No, fourth verse. Jeremiah, fourth verse. It says, and the Lord has sent unto you all his servants and the prophets, rising early and sending them, but you have not hearkened nor inclined your ear to hear. God said he done sent his prophets to you. He done sent, amen, his servants to you, amen. He said, and you still have not hearkened. That means you still ain't did what he told you to do. You're still not listening. You're still not hearing him. He said, the day you hear my voice, he said, harden not your heart, nor stiffen your neck, as in the day of provocation, which your fathers did. That's the way they did when they was coming out of Egypt, amen. They hardened their heart and they stiffened their neck for what God was trying to tell them to do. After even they saw all the miracles, the signs, and the wonders, how God brought them out, amen, from the hand of Pharaoh, amen. How he gave them, amen, manna from heaven, amen. How, amen, he watched over them at night, amen. And how, amen, that they was in the wilderness, amen. And how that, you know, they didn't have to worry about no shoes. Their shoes wasn't even worn out. They went 40 years of that. And shoes did not wear out. And they still, amen, did not listen to God. They still was disobedient. And that's the way God, you know, that's what's happening today, because people, they see how God done brought them out. They see how God have blessed them, but they still turn their backs on God. They still, amen, are not doing what God told them to do. The Bible, amen, tells us, amen, that people, amen, we living in the last days where people, amen, they don't want to do a sound doctrine. They don't want the truth. They want you to spice it up, amen. They want you to water it down. They want you to make them, amen, make it feel good for them when they're in their mess, amen. You cannot do that, because let me tell you something. The word of God will prick you. The Bible said it is a discerner, amen, of your heart, and it knows your thoughts, amen. So it knows everything about you. And it searches the deeper things. That's what the Bible says. It can go deep down in you, amen. As that they say in Star Trek, where no man have gone before. The word of God is supposed to be in you with all wisdom. It's supposed to be in you richly, amen. Glory be to God. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. If you are a sheep and a child of God, you're not going to hear anything or anybody. You're going to know your word, amen. Glory be to God. Look at still Jeremiah 25th chapter. Amen. And we're now at the fifth verse. He said, they said, turn ye again now, everyone, from his evil way and from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord hath given unto you and to your fathers forever and ever. God already told them. He told them to turn from whatever evil they was doing. Amen. He told us to come out from among the unclean thing and be ye separated. He said, you know what? He said, then what? He said, then you can hear from him. You will hear from heaven. He said, then I shall be God. Then you shall be my people. And see, we still among uncleanness, amen. We don't want to separate ourselves from things of the world, things, amen, that's evil, things, amen, don't mean us no good. We still, amen, we want to put the new man, amen, in the old man. And the Bible says you put new wine into old bottles, they'll burst. So you can't do that, amen. When you take off that old man, you become a new creature in Christ. And the things you used to do, you're not going to do no more. The things that you used to say, you're not going to say no more. The places you used to go, you're not going to go no more. You can't do it. Amen. He told him, he said in that fifth verse, you know, he was saying that, you know, he gave him a land. He gave him a land of milk and honey. He said, it's going to be yours forever and ever. But the people didn't want to stop doing what they was doing. They was doing evil in the sight of God. And a lot of times people use that
thing well, Lord, if you bring me out of this, I'm going to do right. Lord, if you do this, I'm going to do right, Lord. If you, you know, Lord, if you bless me with this, I'm going to do what's right. You know, we keep telling God what we're going to do, but God know your heart. He made it. He already know it. And he still will give you a chance. He know what you're going to do before you even do know what you're going to do. And we take, amen, and we abuse the grace of God by what? Saying, well, you know, God's going to forgive me. But the Bible said, for if we willfully sin, there's no more sacrifice. That means after you come into the knowledge of knowing what is right and what is wrong and what God's words is telling you, amen, you are accounted for. First thing we want to say, well, I ain't saved. I ain't saying I'm this and that. Yeah, but you know the word. And then we have people saying, well, you know, I know my Bible front and backwards. I know my word. And I love God. But the Bible said, if you love him, you'll keep his commandments. And if you know that word, the Bible said, you ain't doing it, he said, you're going to be beat with a man of stripes when you know his will. And we wonder why some of us, amen, we're getting chastised. Why? Because we know the word of God and we're not living it. But yet we want to criticize others. Look at Jeremiah, 25th chapter. Let's tuned in. Amen. Look at the sixth verse. It says, and go not after other gods and serve them and to worship them, and provoke me not to anger with the works of your hands, and I will do you no harm. Here was God telling them, he don't, you, thou says bad in the hands of an angry God. He said, if I'm for you, who can be against you? Don't you know God said I'm a jealous God? Don't have no other gods before me? Anything that you put before God is your God. You can say what you want. People get up and say they got to wash clothes, amen, and they know they have all week to wash clothes. They want to wait on Sunday. People say, I got to wash my car Sunday morning. You have all week, just like God. He took what? He took 6 days and created everything. On the seventh day, he fixed it. And if God can do it, you can do it. Amen. He said, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. We don't even remember the Sabbath day no more. We do everything on Sundays now. We go and we volunteer for work and want to have more money. But when you come to the church, your tithes are nothing. They went up. Your tithes then went down instead of up. I never seen the likes of people working so much, but then their tithes be lower than what, amen, that they say that they work. We need to go back to the old landmark. We need to go back to our first love, amen. Because I remember was a time, amen, where people, amen, they didn't want to work on Sundays. I gave up $15 an hour jobs just not to work on Sunday because I love God more. I know that God's going to be there when nothing else is going to be there. He said, no, I'll be with you even to the end of the world. Let me tell you something. When that job go, God's still going to be there. When that man or woman go, God's going to be there. When that money's gone, God's going to be there. We got to understand that nothing what you do for, only what you do for Christ is going to last. We put God on the back burner. Then when we done lost everything and we ain't got nothing, then we want to come to Jesus. I never seen a life of people, they wait till they lose something and they don't have no job or they don't have nowhere to go. Then they want to come back to church. We got to keep God first, amen. We got to remember the seventh day and we got to keep it holy, amen. He said, be ye holy as I am holy. Without holiness, no man shall see the way. You can't live any kind of way and think that you're going to make it into heaven. You're not going to get there by singing on the choir. You're not going to get there by being the pastor. You're not going to get there by being the deacon. You're not going to get there by being the usher. You must come in at the door, amen. He said, you come in at the way, you're a thief and a robber. God wants to come into the door of your heart, amen. Because he said, amen. David said, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. When God gets the heart, everything else going to line up, amen. That's why God, he wants to, he said, render your heart and not your garments. He don't want you to pretty up all on the outside and your heart is filthy and your heart is unclean, amen. Nothing but the pure in heart shall see God. That's the scripture. Glory be to God. We're at Jeremiah 25th chapter. We're now, amen, at the 7th verse. It said, yet ye have not hearkened unto me, saith the Lord, that ye might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands to your own hurt. God said, you know, you're trying to, you know, provoke me to anger. He said, with the works of your own hands, you're going to hurt yourself. See, we think we're hurting God, but God said, you're going to hurt yourself by not listening to him. You want to do it your way. You want to do it when you want to do it. You don't want to hear God. So God said, what you doing, let me tell you something. You're hurting your own self. Don't you know, he said, if you do something unto one of my least ones, you're doing it also unto me. Better that a millstone be around your neck and you be thrown to the depths of the sea to defend one of his least ones. When you don't hear the prophets of God, you're not going to hear God, amen. You're coming up against God himself, amen, because the prophets is the oracle of God. They are the mouthpiece of God, amen. Glory be to God. And God give them direction for the people, amen. He can let them know your past, your present, and your future, amen. Let me tell you something. We got to start listening to the voice of God. If we say we know God's voice and we hear his voice, we shouldn't be listening to any and everybody and everything. You got to hear the voice of God. Look at the 8th verse, Jeremiah 25th, chapter 8, verse. It says, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, because you have not heard my words. Now, here is God telling people, well, you don't hear my words, this is what it is. Behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, said the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land, and against the inhabitants thereof, and against all these nations round about. And will only destroy them and make them an astonishment and a hissing and a perpetual desolation. That means God, amen, ain't going to be nothing left. He's going to give the enemy, amen, the city that he gave to you, amen. And the blessings that you have, the enemy going to have those blessings. But God said the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. But we give it back to, amen, amen, the sinner man, because we're living unrighteous, amen. I mean, righteous. We're living unholy, amen. We're living any kind of way. And God, there's blessings behind his word. It's blessings, amen, when you live right. And there's what conditions behind, amen, the blessings of God. There's no condition behind his love. But we want God to bless us, amen. You know, this is what we want. We want the blessings, not the blesser. We love the pleasure more than lovers of God. We love the things of this world. You know, we love the work of men's hands. And the Bible says they have eyes, but they see not. They have hands, but they handle not. They have feet, but they walk not. Amen. They have ears, but they hear not. Amen. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. That's what we want to worship. But we need to worship, amen, the true and living God. Amen. Glory be to God. And let me tell you something. When we worship him, amen, from the heart, amen. He said, if you sup with me, I sup with you. If you draw near to me, I draw near to you, amen. God wants to heal the land, amen. Glory be to God. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and pray, amen. He said, we could hear from him. But we don't want to turn and humble ourselves and pray. The only time we want to pray is when we want God to do something or we need God to do something. The Bible said pray in season, out of season, amen. You're supposed to always pray and not faint, amen. We start getting faint, amen, when things don't happen when we think it ought to happen. And the Bible said trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Remember, your ways ain't his ways, and your thoughts is not his thoughts. He can do above and abundantly everything that you even ask or think, amen. The Bible said all things are possible to them that believe. If you are a believer, all things are possible to you, for he gave you the keys of the kingdom. What you bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. What you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. God, what? He descended, and then he ascended. He led captivity captive and gave gifts unto me. You're no longer your own. You were bought with a price. And God let us know, amen, that, you know, people are going to be hissing and talking about you. That means whispering. And how, amen, that it's going to be, that's not going to be no more. It's going to be a desolate place. That means it's going to be a place that's not inhabited. Ain't going to be no people there. Amen. Because why? God said he was what? He was going to give it over to Nebuchadnezzar. He's going to let Nebuchadnezzar come up against that land. and the people that live in there, and all the nations round about. That means all your children, your children's children, every nation, amen. It's because they're going to let King Nebuchadnezzar come up against them because why? Of disobedience. He said, you know what? He said, I told you early. He said, I didn't send my prophets. I didn't send my servants to you to tell you, amen, that don't provoke me to anger, amen. For I am a jealous God. Let me tell you something. If we keep on putting things before God, amen, let me tell you something. That's going to be your God. People got all kind of excuses, amen, why they can't do this or they can't do that. But the Bible said, thou art without excuse, oh man. Your spiritual man don't have no excuse when it comes to God. Your spiritual man don't have no excuse, amen, because the Bible said, amen, it knows our infirmities. It knows our weaknesses, amen. Even the Bible said that the Spirit expresses itself. Don't you know the Spirit of God, it has feelings. It can express itself. According to 4th chapter of Timothy, it expresses itself. That means it can let you know what it like and what it don't like. It'll let you know what's real and what ain't real. It is one of the personalities of God. And when that spirit, amen, of discernment, see that personality in certain people, amen, he'll let you know about them, how they are. He'll let you know if they lying. He'll let you know if they telling you the truth or not. He'll let you know if they gossiping. He'll let you know things about them because the Spirit of God expresses itself. Read Timothy, the 4th chapter. He'll let you know. It's even telling us that men, we live in perilous time where men don't want to endure sound doctrine. They believe it on wise tale. They believe in what Confucius say. They believe in what their horoscope say. What the stars and the moon say, like the foolish Galatians. He said, oh, foolish Galatians, who bewitched you? You did run well, but what did hinder you? What's hindering you now? He said, lay aside every weight that so easily beset you and run the race that is set before you. Lay aside those weights, those things that's hindering you, those things that's holding you back, amen. He says, your right hand offend you, cut it off. That means whatever, amen, is keeping you from the word of God, amen, let it go. You're going to lose some things down this road. Jesus lost his life, amen. He was the ultimate sacrifice. He paid a price, amen. He sacrificed his life for us. He laid down the foundation. No greater love than this that a man laid out his life for a friend. What sacrifice are you going to make? Sometimes your sacrifice might be you might lose some children. You might lose your wife. You might lose your husband, amen. You might lose your home, amen. You might lose everything you had like Job did. But Job said, though he slay me, yes, shall I trust him. Job still had his integrity, amen. He said, I didn't carry nothing in, and I can't take nothing out. Naked you came in, and naked you going out. Every hair on your head is numbered. You can't make one hair white. You can't make one hair black, according to the word of God. We act like we're going to take this stuff with us. If you're going to heaven, you ain't going to need all this stuff. You ain't going to need no money. You ain't going to need no silver, no gold. You ain't going to need no doctor. You ain't going to need no lawyer, amen. You ain't going to need nothing but just get on board. You ain't even gonna need no baggage. You ain't even gonna need no suitcase. You ain't even gonna need no clothes, amen. Only thing you need to be is spiritually clothed in righteousness and holiness in God. He said, finally, my brother, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That means the tricks and the schemes and the trades of the devil. He had told you you ain't fighting with flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high places. Satan got some kingdom set up, amen, to stop the people of God. But the Bible said that prayer changes things. The fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, amen. He said his ears are open to the cries of the righteous. You got to stay before God, amen. He said, incline your ear. Let God instruct you in the night seasons. That means you can't see your way. When things ain't going right for you, amen. Let God instruct you, amen. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When you fear God, amen, you ain't going to do wrong. And if you do wrong, you're going to quickly repent. People don't fear God like they used to. But he just told us, amen, I sent my prophets. I sent my servants to you early, and you still are not listening to me. You still ain't heard me. He said, even until this day, he was saying, even back in the time when Nebuchadnezzar was king, amen. He said, I told you then, and it's right up to this very day, I'm sending my prophets, and you still ain't hearing me. He said, if I come in another man's name, he said, you'll receive me. He said, when I come in my name, you won't receive me. Oh, yeah, if I come in the name of some of these big-time preachers, you'll receive me gladly. But let me come in the name of Jesus. That's that name above every name. That name that can move mountains. That name can reach the highest mountain and the lowest, go to the lowest valley. The one that gives you strength from day to day, who will never lose his power. Let me tell you something, saints. We got to get ourselves together, amen, because God said that he sent his prophets to us. We too busy looking on the outside of somebody. Don't even know God's voice when we're here because we're looking at the outer man. You say you know God, then why you don't know his voice when he's talking to you? If you know the word of God, then you know God's voice. You know God said that you know his people don't follow strangers, but they hear his voice. Sheep know who their master is. They know who their shepherd is. And like David said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He leadeth you in the pastures beside the still waters. That means he's gonna lead you to peace, amen, and safety. And we, as the saints of God, we have to come together and be as one. It's time out for fighting against one another. Time out for we listen to certain ones, and there's certain ones we don't want to hear because, yeah, you know they pass. Everybody got to pass. The Bible said we all may come short of the glory of God. Everybody didn't come short. He without sin cast the first stone. Everybody have a pass. Stop looking at people's past and see their future. And when we stop doing that and look at what they can be, and stop looking at what they can't be, we'll be all on one accord. Because God, you know what? He can choose who he want to choose. He can raise up who he want to raise up. He said, I'll raise up one and sit down another. Amen. God don't have respect to persons. He said, I don't count slackness as men count slackness. He said, man, look on the outside. He said, I look at the heart. You ain't got to have no degree when you in God. Only thing you got to have is a born-again degree, amen. Saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit. What God is looking for, somebody that will humble himself under the mighty hand of God. He said, I'll exalt you in due time. God don't need nobody, amen, that's perfect. He needs somebody that's imperfect so he can show his glory, so he can show his power, amen. Just like he did Pharaoh. He used Moses to show, amen, his glory. He used Moses to show his power, amen. Moses said, I'm not a world speaker, God. Who am I to tell Pharaoh, let your people go? But God raised him up and let him know. He let him know to go. He said, open up your mouth and I'll speak for you. God sent him and used, amen, his brother Aaron, amen, to speak for him, amen. He said that his rod, his staff would comfort us. Amen. If God tell you to do something, he send you, he's going to protect you. Let me tell you one thing about God. He's not going to let his people be made ashamed of. He said, what? A thousand shall what? Fall at thy side, but they will not come what? Nigh thee. They won't be able to come near thee.
said in his right hand, I found out all those that hate you. When you do what's right, people ain't going to like you. You're not going to be popular. But when you want to play and dip and dab, people are like you. Because why? You're wishy-washy. You're double-minded. You're unstable in all your ways. They like people like that that want to be a hypocrite. But when you be real, people don't like you. They'll falsely accuse you. They'll slander your name. They'll assassinate your character because they don't want nobody else to look up to you. Amen. Because why? They don't want to do right, and they don't want you to do right. You got some people, they don't care about your welfare, your well-being. They don't want you to do what's right because they're scared. Well, you know, it's my drinking buddy, and if you know if they get right, I ain't going to have nobody to drink with. I ain't ready to get no free drinks. I ain't ready to get this. I ain't ready to get that. That's why some people don't want you to do certain things because why? You was doing something for them. And they know once you get yourself together, you're not going to do that no more. I wish I had more time. Amen. But to God be the glory, amen, for the things he has done. God is calling his people, amen, amen. He's talking through the prophets of God. He's telling you to hear his voice. Harden not your heart, nor stiffen your neck, amen. When God is speaking to you, amen, don't put it on nobody else. You work out your salvation with fear and trembling. God is speaking to you, amen. Wash you. Make yourself clean, amen. Don't get nobody else clean, because we got to be the first partaker of the husband man's fruit. That means when God is speaking, he's talking to you first. Whatever God speaks to us, whoever he give the word to, that go for that person first. It goes to the head, then it goes down to the rest of the part of the body, just like your natural body. When the brain, it goes to the brain, then the brain, the rest of the parts of the body react after it goes to the brain, which is in your head. God is good. We hope, amen, that you got a blessing, amen, from this word, amen. Glory be to God. We don't have no more time, amen. But I want to let you know, amen, don't forget, amen, tomorrow, amen, we have 10 a.m. is our Sunday school. 11 a.m. is worship. Tuesday night Bible study, amen. The third Sunday we will be having, amen, a program, amen, a musical program the third Sunday, amen, of this month, amen. We ask each and every one to come out, amen, and be a blessing, amen. Let's come in fellowship. Then our fourth Sunday, amen, which we will have Family and Friends Day. And we will have more announcements later on of the other activities we'll be having on at the church. Amen. And also, amen, we want to thank you, amen. Glory be to God, World of Faith members, amen, for listening, amen, to the broadcast. All your family and all your friends, we thank you. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for the word was food to our soul. Let it be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Let it guide us, amen, we need to be guided. Let it lead us when we need to be led, Father. And Father God, let us, Lord Jesus, oh God, open up our mouths, amen, and our hearts, Lord Jesus. Oh God, to be a living sanctuary. Let us be tried and true to you, God, amen. And sanctify us, Father, amen. And let us be fit for every good work. Fit for the master's use, Father. And Father God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, those, amen, that's looking for jobs, bless them with a job. Those, amen, that need food on their table, Father, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to let someone come by, Lord Jesus, lay it on their heart, Lord Jesus, to bless them with that food, Father, that they need. Oh, Father God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, when they have pain in their body, touch them right now, for you are the God that healeth us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, you said by your stripes, we are healed, Lord Jesus. And Father God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, touch that mother that don't have nowhere to go, Lord Jesus, out there in the streets, Father. God, make a way out of no way, Father. Oh, God, let them know, God, hallelujah, that you are the God, amen, and the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, Father. And Father God, you said he had come unto you in no wise when you cast him out, Father. And Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, and many that come to you in the name of Jesus, Father. Lord, that they come, Father, that want to do what's right, Father. That they come with their whole hearts, Lord Jesus. And Father God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to strengthen the body of Christ right now. Let us be of one man, one spirit, one body in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for these things, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And remember, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.